just able to lift heavy weights, but you say, well, he's
strong.
You ever heard people say stout to mean the same thing?
I think I did years ago. Hmm. I haven't in years. I haven't heard, but I believe. Yeah, I believe way back in my youth, I did hear people say that someone was stout who could lift a heavy weight.
Well, say somebody who always has a smile on his face and never loses his temper, you'd say, well, he's made.
Good-natured.
Or say, sometimes when a boy reaches a certain age, he seems to run into things and knock things over.
Clumsy. Awkward.
What would you say about a person who just kept on doing things that didn't make any sense? You'd say he's just a
nut, I guess.
Could you call somebody like that to say he's just plain fool?
No, I wouldn't.
Would that be...
I've probably heard people say that. Mm-hmm. I think Miss Ida more likely.
Would that be a pretty strong thing to say about a person? Around here?
Just plain food? No.
Wouldn't be fighting language?
No.
Well, what about somebody who has a lot of money but likes to hang on to it? You'd call him a
miser, tightwad.
If you use the word cock.
Or scotch.
Scotch.
Mm-hmm.
I heard that before.
Well, you use that quite a bit. He's really scotch.
Around here in the county or? Is it,
well, it may be.
Pretty well localized, or do you know?
No, I don't know.
He's scotch.
Mm-hmm.
What about if you use the word common about a person? Say, oh, so-and-so is as common as he can be. What would that mean to you?
Common?
Mm-hmm. Be just common.
If I said somebody was common, I would use it to mean, not well bred, did not behave well.
Would you ever use it to mean average?
Yes, I would, but I guess it depends on the tone of voice more than anything else. You think of, usually if a girl it will act common, if a girl acts common, then that's that she does not behave with high standards. She does not act like a lady.
Have you ever heard the expression, well, he's or she's just common as gully dirt?
No. I've heard common as dirt, though.
My grandmother used that. What about, say, an older person, about 95, but she's still able to do her own cooking and take care of the house? You might say, well, so-and-so's pretty old, but she's still mighty
spry.
Or say if the children are out at night later than usual, you might say, well, I don't suppose there's anything wrong, but I can't help feeling a little
uneasy.
Or say if a child doesn't want to go upstairs in the dark, you say he's of the dark.
Scared.
Any way, any other way to say
it? I would usually say scared.
Is there anything, any way another child might refer to a child who scares easily? Say, so-and-so's an old
fraidy cat.
What about somebody who left a good deal of money out in open view and say left the door unlocked? You'd say he's mighty
stupid.
Or he's with his money, he's mighty
loose with his money. But I think of loose with his money as being someone who spends it easily.
Could you just as well say careless in that situation?
Careless. I would say careless or dumb rather than loose with his money to me means spending.
I see.
Spending it very freely without, I am loose with my money, without keeping up with it. You don't know where it goes, it just flies around.
Right.